The Department of Agriculture has put rules in place for dog breeding facilities to comply with a law passed by the legislature during the past session. Breeders face deadlines in January and then again in 4 years. The law that's been called the Missouri Solution requires that the Department of Agriculture put standards in place for dog breeders. Director John Hagler says he's clarified what that means for facilities.
We have done that, and that includes everything from vet care to new space requirements to some of the things that access to water, unfettered access to the outdoors, et cetera.
Hagler says he understands the concerns of both sides of the issue, the breeders and animal rights advocates.
The breeders, I think, are concerned about cost. This is a severe recession. It's impacted much of their business, and now, of course, they're having to make modifications to their facilities in order to continue to do business. And that's why we've tried to design the rules, and that's the way the Missouri Solution was set up, so it comes in two phases.
Phase one, which must be put in place by January of 2012, requires breeders to double the space of their enclosures, as well as provide continuous access to water and vet care. Phase two, which gives breeders until 2016, mandates they expand enclosures by 3 times more space for animals and meet new construction standards. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.